Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
Good morning, everyone. Last week, we were discussing about the miracles of Jesus after he came from the mountainside after his lengthy preaching. And in Matthew chapter 8, verse 6, and onward till the 12th and verse 13 also, Jesus talking about the faith of the centurion. The centurion believed that one word of Jesus can heal his servant. Just a word, that will be enough. And he did tell the centurion that the same moment, and the centurion believed, and his servant was healed at the very hour. The time Jesus talked about healing of the centurion, he sensed the faith in centurion, and he was giving the order of healing. It passed from Jesus. His power went all the way to the centurion's house where his servant was sick and he was lying down. So the Christ, the Lord, he gave the power. He has the power to heal. He is the Lord God and he has the power to heal. His word has the power to heal. Now, the problem with a lot of people is that even all of us sometimes don't have the faith required for the healing. We doubt many times and we don't put our complete trust in Jesus Christ. Now, many people think that Jesus is one of those men who came into this world, he took his birth, he was just as an ordinary person. Now, Jesus was not an ordinary person in his outside look, he was a human, but inside he was God. And he took his incarnation in human flesh. So he had the flesh and blood of the humanity. He became like one of us so that he can live among us. And God has been able to touch us and also heal us. Now, the question is, why God do have to do it? Because that was the promise God gave in the Garden of Eden, that the woman's child will come and he will destroy the work of Satan. Otherwise, he will destroy the head of the serpent. So, serpent was the satanic evil entered into the serpent, and the serpent communicated with Eve, and that's how they got sinned. Now, Jesus had to take birth because that was the promise of God, because man himself lost his ability over sin, over sickness, over all the ailments, over the calamities, everything happening in the earth, which was the result of the sin. So God had to come in human form, and in order to rule and give the power to humanity, and by faith they will be able to receive healing and salvation and miracles in the name of Jesus. So it was the plan of God that Christ Jesus have to come. The word Christ means Messiah in another version of the Hebrew dialects. They call him Mashiach or Messiah. So the another translation is, as Jesus is same Savior, same meaning for Messiah as well. So Christ is the Savior. All of them means Savior. So Jesus or Yeshua came as the Savior. Now the point of difficulty here is many Jewish brothers and sisters, most of them, could not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. They believe Christ is the Son of God, but they have some difficulty here. They did not believe that Jesus will be the Son of God. They are looking at a different type of Jesus, a different type of Messiah, a political, powerful king type of Jesus. Now, Jesus had a job first to do, which was given by the Father God. What is that? To take his incarnation as a human and then do the work of humans' deliverance, which is, first of all, is a salvation can only be done by dying on the cross. Why dying on the cross? Because the wages of sin is death. And he took over that punishment and he died for humanity. So the faith here we are talking about is going to happen in the same moment. The moment you believe that Jesus is able to do it, and it is going to happen. So this is how the centurion servant got healed. He said to him in the last verse on 13th verse, then Jesus said to the centurion, go, it will be done just as you believed it would. So just as you believe, the moment you believe, it is going to happen, right? And his servant was healed at the very hour. So the salvation is also happened the same way. We just believe that Christ, Jesus is the Christ of or the Savior. Amen. And he is the Son of God, right? And he is the one who is going to die for us. At the moment when Jesus was still here, alive in the earth, 2,024 years ago, he was preaching in Judea and Samaria and Galilee, all of those Israel. And anyone who believed in him, he said he will have everlasting life. How we get everlasting life is by faith. Believe. When you believe, that faith create your soul or your spirit will give eternal life. That receive eternal life. Just like the body get healed. The same way. And it is a deeper work of God. The Holy Spirit of God comes into your heart, and Christ in spirit comes into your heart and make your life as an eternal life. So then Jesus goes to another location where Jesus heals many, it says in the Gospel of Matthew, verse 14th onwards. And it is written in Mark 1:29-34 and Luke 4:34-41. When Jesus came into Peter's house, he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying in the bed with a fever. He touched her hand, and the fever left her. And she got up and began to wait on him. Now, she was feverish, and she was lying down. Then Jesus comes, he touched her hand, and she gets up. So, sometimes the Lord need to touch us by his spirit. Or when he is in the world, he touched by his hand. Now, he can touch us by the Holy Spirit because he sent the Spirit of God to touch us, and he heals us as well. So, will we able to heal today? And if anyone need healing, it is the faith in God that you can miraculously be healed. It depends how much faith we have. Amen. So in the evening time came, many who were demon possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet Isaiah. Now, we'll go into the prophecy in a minute. Now, what I wanted to explain, that when evening time came that day, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out their spirits with the word and healed all the sick. See, Jesus is the only one who have the power over demons. Satanic forces of evil, which rules all over the world and people of the world, many of them, right? And the moment you believe in Jesus Christ, demons cannot do anything on you or me, because we are covered by the faith of God. Faith in God brings the power of God over us. But we still need to believe in him. that demons are possessed. Many people in the world are possessed by demons. Where are the demons coming from? Demons basically live in the air, in the first first heavens, which we call the atmosphere, where we seeing above us. That's where the demonic forces of evil, they don't have a body, but they are spirits, right? Now, one time, these demons were angelic beings, God's angelic beings, who were under the command or authority of a lead angel who was more powerful and who had more influence. His name was Lucifer. Lucifer had a pride, and in the ancient, one of our, in our studies, if we deeply study book of Isaiah and also book of Ezekiel, the prophets, they have mentioned how the angel of God became a demon, a Satan, number one. Angel of God, Lucifer, had been the king of the earth in the first earth, in the original earth, before it became void and empty. First, the original earth was filled with beauty, and it was a very, very beautiful earth, and it was not covered by water, but it had a very good earth ground, and many creatures supposedly lived here. This is called millions years, trillion years, such as the scientists say, there were creatures such as dinosaurs. Now, we haven't seen one of the real dinosaurs in the present earth, because Adam and Eve, who were created by God in the second earth. The second earth was a recreated earth. The first earth was destroyed by Satan, whose name was Lucifer. He was the king of that first earth. Now, we have a lamentation about the Lucifer who fell from heaven by the command of God, and he had commanded Michael the archangel to cut him down from the heavens, where he was the music minister. He was a covering cherub. Covering cherub means the angel who covered the throne of God. Out of the two angels or supreme angels who were holding their tip of their wings, touching each other, in the left and right, and the glory of the Lord God was in the middle of it, and he was called covering cherub. Cherub is one type of angels. In the Bible, we see there are cherubs and there are seraphims, and so we can see the ministries of cherubs and the ministers of seraphims. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, we see a vision of Isaiah was given to Isaiah, and his spirit goes up to heaven, and he see the worship in heaven, where the God, Lord God, is on the throne, and the seraphims are praising and worshiping him. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, you can read that part, and there was the seraphims. Their duty is worshiping God. The cherubims are basically the chariot bearer of God, or the throne bearer of God. So we will see cherubims and seraphims. Those are the two categories of angels that has been told to us in the Bible. Now, there might be other type of angels, like the Michael, the archangels. The archangels, they have the power over demonic forces. They have the power to supernatural power from God to fight the enemy and kick them out of the heavens or any places you pray. Now, when we pray, the forces of evil can leave because of the power of God. God sent his angels. These are archangels who have been able to, they will be fighting demonic forces. Now, where did the demons came from? Because they were one time the angels of God, and they lived on earth. There were many, many angels who lived in the earth, and who was above them was Lucifer, the angel who was a cherubim. Now, he has the ability to go to heaven and come down. So now the theologians believe that in the first earth, which was in the third heaven, where God's throne is, in the third heaven. Now, the location of the earth has been tilted or changed some reason, right? And they believe that the earth has been not far from heaven, and the angel called Lucifer was near to the throne of God and also the king of the earth. And many angels lived in the planet earth, all so many creatures as well. So we do not have the history that God has not given us in the Bible about now, other than the prophecies where we see is Lucifer was wicked and he became proudish and he wanted to take the throne of God. He wanted to throw Jesus, God, out of the throne and take over and rule above him. But as a matter of fact, God sends his aggression, his behavior changed, and he is the one who rebelled first time in the universe against God, and quite a big angelic hosts, one third of believed to be angelic hosts, joined the rebellion, and they were thrown out of heaven, the first, third heaven, then to the second heaven, where we see the galaxies, the moons and stars, and the stars and all those, and below that is the first heaven, which is closer to us. Now, Satan took over the dominion of the atmosphere. We call them the angels of the darkness, and they spread their demonic forces against the humanity, and they cause all the chaos and calamities in the earth. Now, God can protect us, and his angels are all over the place where a children of God lives. So most of the there is angels protecting us from the demons. Now, the demons, as one time, one of the major Bible scholar I used to listen to his messages and teachings, that was told that the demons live in this atmosphere and they are looking for a body to live. They look around, they try to get into a person's body, because without a body, they can't perform anything. So this is why people do commit horrible sins, murders, you know, even prostitution, even every wicked things, lying, falsifying, doing all kind of things which is against the law of the state and also against the law of God, is because of the influence of satanic forces of evil. So demons are over certain people, that people are possessed by these demons, that there were so many in Israel at the time of Jesus. And they come down, they were possessed by demons, and as soon as they come to Christ, they leave with a fear. They tremble at the power of Jesus Christ. See, this is one of the things that human beings could not understand, that Jesus was God, but the demons understood. The demons understood Jesus is Christ. Demons understood he is the Son of God. And one time, as we continue in the Gospels, we can see that the one time there were two demon-possessed men were coming across from when Jesus was walking, and they were living in tombs where people were buried, and nobody could stop them or put chain on them. They will break the chain and destroy everything, and they go, because the Satan's power and the spiritual power of satanic forces lives on them. So they can break up any chain you put on them. So then these two screamed at him and said that, "Oh, you son of God, you come that early to torment us." Now they know they will be tormented one day. They will be sent to the hell fire where they will be tormented. But until that time, they are set free. There are quite a bit satanic evil demons. They are free to go around. God has not chained them. And there are many, they are chained also. In the book of Jude, in the one of the epistles, we can read that demons, satanic forces are chained down someplace. Also, in the book of Revelation, it talks about chained down in angels who were sinned against God. So not all of them are chained. Maybe the most dangerous ones, I do not know. So it may be something that we need to study more about demonology and angelology or those kind of things that we can, but we do not want to get into demonology, basically. There are spiritism in the world today. There are many religious, many people practice spiritism, which is basically satanic forces of evil. And they will come to you and they will have speak to you like your relative was speaking, who was dead and buried a long time ago. But because Satan can copy every person who lived in the planet Earth, he is a very smart person. His ability is unlimited by doing false things and faking like he is real person. So that is called spiritism, is all about satanic worship. People worship the Satan and the spirits of demons, and they are looking for a body to live. So this is what one of the things that we need to know. When you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior, then demons have no power on us. They cannot enter into our body. They cannot enter into our spirit or soul anywhere, because we are protected by the power of Jesus Christ. We are protected by the blood he shed on the cross. As soon as you say, "Blood of Jesus, Satan, leave in the name of Jesus," he leaves in faith if you say that, because you are a child of God. Amen. So we are protected. When evening came, many who were demon-possessed were brought to him, and he drove out the spirits with a word and healed all the sick. This was to fulfill what was spoken of Isaiah. Now, if you go to look up the Isaiah's prophecy, it says, "He took up our infirmities." He took up our infirmities. We can read that from the book of Isaiah, chapter 53, right? In chapter 53 is a book where he was going to be crucified. You know, it is talking about the sufferings of Jesus Christ. In the suffering of Jesus Christ, the prophet Isaiah sees that even before the birth of Christ. See, Isaiah lived in the time when Jesus was not even born. It was like about 700 some years ago. 700 some years ago, you know, it is written in the book of Isaiah. It says that he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. You know, he was smitten, him and afflicted, but he was pierced for our transgressions. So he carried our sorrows. He carried our infirmities in verse 4 of chapter 53. I may recommend, please go and read the book of Isaiah chapter 53 if you have never read it, because it's talking about his sufferings. When he went to cross, he took our infirmities. See, we have infirmities physically, that the body, our human body, has sickness. We will get diseases, infirmities. That's what it meant by he took our diseases. We took our infirmities. Now we see that in the book of Isaiah 61, it says, it's read like this: "The spirit of the sovereign Lord is on me." The spirit of the sovereign Lord, which means the Son Christ is talking about his Father's spirit is on him. He was anointed. It says, "Because the Lord has anointed me to preach good news to the poor, He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim the freedom of the captives, the release from darkness for the prisoners. See, the captives means the people who are possessed by Satan, people who have a demon possession, also spiritual captivity. Spiritually, human beings are captives of Satan because Adam and Eve's sin fell on us. We became captives of Satan. Why? How it happened? How in the sense it worked? Because he controls people. Your heart and mind is controlled by Satan, even though you have some, we have some good natures. Most of our natures are not good. We received the natures of Satan and his evil desires in us through our birth. We born in the childhood as a child in the family of Adam and Eve. We are his descendant, their descendants. Our flesh and blood, we have thoughts and action, behavior, everything is passed on by even genetically, you know, and spiritually, we are under the curse by satanic forces of evil. Now, how can we escape that? By the power of God, by believing in Jesus Christ. By power of God comes into you by the Spirit of God. God sends His Spirit and release every possible the forces of evil from us. See, now you ask me, does once I accept Christ, am I going to do any mistake? Yes, of course, you do mistake. Once in time, we may do mistakes, but we need to ask God for His grace, His protection, and His covering. And we need to continue communicate with God through Jesus Christ. He said, I am the way, the truth, and life, and no one come to the Father without me. So we need to communicate with God in the name of Jesus. We pray and say, benediction or end of the prayer, we say in the name of Jesus, Father, we pray, thank you, God. You know, this is how we pray. We have to uplift the name of Jesus. Deliverance comes through Jesus Christ, and the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me, Jesus says. Before even his birth, he was speaking through Isaiah. His Spirit was talking through Isaiah. And that's what happened here in what we read in Matthew. In Matthew, we can read the same verse in book of Isaiah chapter 35 also in verse 5 onwards. Then will the eyes of the blind be opened, the ears of the deaf will be unstopped, then will the lame leap like a deer, and the mute tongue shout joy, water will gush forth from the wilderness. This is also going to happen when Jesus Christ ruled the earth in the millennium. Millennium means after Jesus come and we take the people of God in rapture and goes to heaven after 7 years of tribulation. He returns and become the powerful King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Save the Israel, believing faithful Israelites, and also the children who of God, people who will believe in him. Then we will be ruling the world with Jesus Christ, and that's when the completeness of his ministry will complete continuously. There won't be deaf, no lame, no blind. All these things will be resolved by the power of Jesus Christ. At this moment, I like to conclude because we will come back next time. May the Lord rest.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is p like Peter, r like Robert, dot chackov like Victor at gmail.com. That is pr.chackov@gmail.com.
Godfrey Electric Incorporated is a fourth-generation, full-service electrical contractor serving Martin, St. Lucie, Palm Beach, and Broward counties. Godfrey Electric Incorporated specializes in industrial, commercial, and residential electrical service work. Godfrey Electric Incorporated is an underwriter of the WCNO ministry and is available on the web at www.godfreyelectric.com or by phone at 561-833-3753.